Good morning, everybody. This is William Hemphill, and just wanted to get us another devotional thought for today as we get ready for the week. The devotion, Judges chapter 7, was looking down verse 5. So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who are known, kneel down to drink." 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. So, when that was done, Gideon was down to 300 men in preparation to deal with the Gideonites, the Midianites in battle. What's so interesting about this, if you look back up in the scriptures, he started with about 30,000 men. Reduced down to 300 by God, and God then gave him the victory. Here's what's so interesting about that. I want to start from the subject that we have more than what we need. I think about that in business, I think about that in marriage, I think about it in all those different things. Sometimes, and I can't speak for anybody else, we sweat because we feel like we aren't enough. Like me, just being honest, sometimes I will sweat because I don't feel like I have enough money to take care of things I need to at home or in business. But here's the promise of the scripture. That God will supply what we need, whatever it is. And so one of the things I like to do when I think about that scripture with Gideon and the Midianites and reducing down the 300 from 30,000 is I like to think about the phrase in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. We're asking God to take care of our needs for the day. Now, what's so powerful about that is we only have today anyway. Here's what I mean by that. Yesterday is gone. Whatever we needed yesterday has been taken care of and has allowed us to make it through to today. Tomorrow is not here yet. We don't know what we'll need for tomorrow. But when we ask God for our daily bread, we're asking God to be present with us in whatever we may need, whether that's food, whether that's rest, whether that's water, whether that's a healthy relationship, whether that's money for business, whether that's increased faith and trust in Him. So, as we think about that passage in Judges chapter 7, remember that God reduced Gideon's army from 30,000 down to 300. Because Gideon only needed 300. And with that 300, he had to trust in God, and God gave him the victory. Give us this day our daily bread. Even as we pray. Lord, I ask that as we enter in this week, we ask that you give us this day our daily bread. Supply what we need for the week, whether it's in ministry and help to others, whether it's in food to eat, whether it's money to pay bills, whether it's grace in being a good parent, whether it's love and grace in being a good husband or a good wife. Thank you for everything that you have given us. May we continue to trust in you, and may your blessings be with us this week. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Take care and have a wonderful week.